Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropft uns den Regen auf mein Kopf. Hink wie ein Deckel, muss es die kleine Farbe im Kopf. Geht mir kein Sach mit, die.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I'm your host, Judy Gold, and today we are doing a Judy rant. We are, like I have multiple personalities. I'm saying we are because Elisa's in the kitchen. And she said hi, and she's going to make a lot of noise in the beginning, but you're not going to care, right?
That's your coffee, Judy.
Oh yeah, we got a new coffee. Oh wait, before I start, we got a new coffee maker. This is the second day with the coffee maker. It's an OXO. Is it XOX or OXO?
OXO.
Because I write XOXO when I sign something. Anyway, not that anyone gives a shit. We had the coffee yesterday. It was really good. That was already ground coffee. Now we're grinding we ground some beans. And I made the coffee yesterday. Lisa's making the coffee today. Hers will probably be much better than mine because everything I do is shit. Anyway, I'm back from Montreal. Yeah, I am back from Montreal. Yeah, I am back. Okay, I have a lot to say. I was in Montreal for 11 days. I drove up, as you know, because I mentioned this in last week's podcast. I drove up. Not a bad ride. Except for the fucking border control. So the first week I was there, you know, this is a huge comedy festival. It's the biggest comedy festival in the entire world. And the first time I went to this comedy festival, Just for Laughs Festival, was 1994. And I went already as an established comedian. So a lot of people go as new faces. There's all these showcases, new faces. And it was used to be just be the new faces of comedy. And it would be like these young comedians who were getting a little, you know, what the fuck is the word? It's morning time and I can't remember anything. But they're getting a little heat. They call it heat. He's hot. She's hot. So they're getting a little heat and they go to the Montreal Comedy Festival. And then it used to be the entire industry would go to the festival to find the stars of tomorrow. And well, now there's a fucking strike and it's 1,000 degrees. So I don't know if there were, you're definitely not as many industry people, but they still do the new faces. And they now they have new faces, comedy, stand up. They have new faces, comedians now, they have new faces, sketch for sketch people. They have new faces for characters. People do characters. And now they have new faces of comedians who do shit on, in you know, social media. And then they have, like, here's what I don't understand. They are on social media. They're making, like, these little film, you know, they're funny. They're funny and they're creative and they're making little short filmy things that are, you know, 10, 12, a minute, whatever. And they have to get on stage and perform. And it's so different. So this is where my confusion lies, is that, you know, and I'm not even confused. It's, or maybe I'm resentful. Maybe I am an old resentful Jewish woman who it took us years and years to learn the craft and hone our craft. And it is a craft and an art form. And yet these people make little videos and then think they can be stand-ups, which, you know, God bless them. But they're not, it takes years. It takes years to become a stand-up comedian. Years. So so people do come to watch the new faces. Okay, so I told you last week I left the hotel and stayed with my friends Paige and Tatiana because once the second week of the festival, the first week of the festival, it's, you know, I did like 10 minutes a night for per show, 10 to 12 minutes. The second week is when everyone comes. They do all the galas. I did some podcasts. You know, that's the busy, busy week. My agent came in from LA. My manager was there from New York. Yeah, that's the busy, busy week. But it was way too long for me to stay there. Although I did two solo shows, which were great. Our podcast guest, Jeannie Yashere, like really great. You're going to love that podcast. But, you know, it was too fucking much. So then I'm like, I'm staying in at Paige and Tatiana. So I joined the Y. I joined the YMCA to go work out. So I was kind of like acting like I lived there for like the daytime. But here's the best part. They all speak French, right? They all speak French. And they're like, you know, you walk in a store, they're like, bonjour, bonjour. So every time I'd walk in a store, they'd be like, bonjour. And I'd say, bonjour. And they'd say, how can I help you? That's how bad my bonjour was. That they went right into English the minute I said bonjour. Okay? They didn't even pretend, like, yeah. And everyone else, they'd say bonjour, and they'd be like, and then they'd say, no, sorry, I don't speak French. But not me. I say bonjour, and they say, how can I help you? How can I help you? Okay, I'm trying the coffee. Here we go. Mm.
Really?
It's so good, really? Although not my favorite cup. Elite, we have all these mugs. No, I like this, but this is not my favorite mug. It says, need more coffee on it, which I love, but it's just a big lip. Okay, so I am mental with the coffee mugs. I have so many coffee mugs, but I have two for me and Elisa of my favorites, okay? So I'm going to show you my favorite coffee mugs, and if they don't use this as the clip, then there's something wrong because, okay, here's my favorite coffee mugs. And it all depends on what mood I'm in. So first we have need more coffee. That's usually the one that Elisa puts the coffee in. And I do need more coffee.
Say to me, I need more coffee.
Yeah, because I always say I need more coffee. Okay, then we have, now this place is closed. Okay. Joe Provincetown. Well, no, it's open, but I got this. These are the older glasses, cup mugs. Someone, it got new owners. This is Joe Espresso Bar in Provincetown, and the back says, "Life's too short to drink lousy Joe." This is like my favorite coffee mug. I have them at home. I have them in New York too, and they're really worn out, but I love this coffee mug. Okay. Then we have the Provincetown Tennis Club mug. I enjoy this, although the oblong shape, you know, it's an easier spill for me. You know what I'm talking about? But I love this because it, you know, I'm on the board of the tennis club and I'm a professional tennis player. Okay, and then finally, we use these every one of Ben's games. It's an excellent coffee mug. It's called Trinity. Go Bants. Okay, where Ben plays basketball. So we love the Trinity. We use this when Ben's around and whenever he has a game. That's the coffee mug we use in the morning. So those are our mental coffee mug. That was our coffee mug segment. Coffee mug segment. I am so addicted to coffee. By the way, when we went out in Montreal, I went out, Paige and Tatiana and I would go out for breakfast or something. And they could not believe the amount of coffee that I drank. So much that Paige got so sick of me asking, Paige got so sick of me asking for coffee. She doesn't drink coffee. She ordered a coffee for herself just so there would be two on the table at the same time. Okay, that is how, fuck it. They were like, how many more cups are you going to have? I am so addicted to coffee. I realize it's a real addiction. It's not good, but I love coffee. And I got my DNA done, and it said that I had a higher percent. It's more likely, whatever the fuck, I can't talk, to drink more coffee than the average person. But, you know, there's nothing average about me. Hey everyone, did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the United States with more than 10,000 different kinds of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? And I'm one of them. You're listening to one of them. Fast Growing Trees has everything you could possibly want, like fruit trees, palm trees, evergreens, house plants, and so much more. Whatever you're interested in, they have it for you. Find the perfect fit for your climate and your space. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online, and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 to 2 days. And along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer free plant consultation forever. Forever. I just want you to know that I just got off a plane and I walked in my apartment. What was the first thing I did? Is I came in and said hi to Avi, my fig tree. I'm telling you, and I have Yael, which is another plant, but Fast Growing Trees has changed my atmosphere here in my apartment. You don't need a lot of space, but they do have, you know, they have stuff for outdoor spaces, but I live in an apartment, and I'm telling you, Avi and Yael, yes, they're both Jewish names, Hebrew, the space looks so much better, and I just had a conversation with Avi. Like, I was like, I missed you. I love having living things here. It's very, very, I don't know, it's made this more of a home. It's the best, and Elisa has some too, and she loves them, and she talks to them too, but she got that from me. Anyway, check out Fast Growing Trees. You need to be around plant life. This spring, they have the best deals online, up to half off on select plants and other deals. And listeners to our show get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com using the code JUDYGOLD at checkout. Fastgrowingtrees.com, code JUDYGOLD. Offer is valid for a limited time. Terms and conditions may apply. You're welcome. Okay, so wait. I have more things that I have to tell you about the festival. Honestly, when I was doing this culture show, they call it the culture show because they won't say the word ethnic anymore. So fucking annoying. So it's called the culture show. So there's some, I'm the Jew. Although John Marco Ceresi is also a Jew with an Italian name. Elisa, you can't make comments. She's like acting like she's listening to the podcast. Okay. So he's also a Jew. So there were two Jews. But, you know, I had to hear everyone set 1,000 times, you know, every single night for 8 nights. But I bonded. A lot of nice young comedians. Very nice. But, you know, it's so interesting as you get older what you can put up with. And I can't put up with staying in the hotel and bumping into fucking comedians 24/7. Okay. So that was that. Oh, this is the other thing. So the bagels. We need to discuss the bagels. That wasn't me farting. I'm sitting on a rubber ball and it hit the back of the wall. Listen. Okay. We need to discuss the bagels there. Everyone, they all think they have the greatest fucking bagels in the entire world. And they don't. They don't. They're fine. They're smaller. They're much smaller. So you can't like take the middle out, really. They're fine. They're not the fucking great. I mean, there's this huge feud about Montreal bagels and New York bagels. And there's no comparison. And by the way, I just want to fucking say, I said fuck. New Jersey bagels are excellent. They're excellent. New York gets all the credit. But let me tell you something about New Jersey. Okay. New Jersey, that's where the Budweiser factory was. New Jersey had such great water that they would brew beer there. And the bagels there, the water bagels, delicious, excellent, on par with New York, if not a little superior. I'm just saying that. And you know, I didn't have fun growing up in New Jersey, but I'm going to defend New Jersey. And I went to Rutgers, so I'm a Jersey girl. But excellent bagels and excellent water. Okay, so that's that. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, so when... Oh, the audiences. I want to tell you, the audiences in Montreal are fucking amazing. And I'm like, what is it that's different? Well, first of all, what is it that's different about the people? They're nice, they're friendly. And you know what I realized? They're less stressed out. They're not stressed out. Like, we're so fucking stressed out because of that, the looming orange fuckface, you know, looming all over us and all those motherfuckers and the taking women's rights away and the guns and the just people are nasty. You go to Canada. First of all, they don't have to worry about healthcare. They don't have to worry about, oh my God, if something happens and I won't be able to go to the doctor or I won't be able to pay my doctor bills. Like, they have less to worry about. They're so fucking nice. They move over, like when you walk down the street, they're friendly. And it's like people in the United States are fucking nasty. They're nasty. They're not nice to each other. I'm telling you, it's so apparent. Like we were talking about, you know, like you'll be moving your garbage or you'll be, I don't know. People are nice. They'll help you. They'll let you drive in front of them. I'm telling you, we are suffering in the United States from severe, not only mental health shit, but we are suffering because everyone is fucking on edge and worried and fucking debt and looming fuckheads in the government and women can't get a fucking abortion. You can't get an abortion. You're 16, you're 15. Trans kids, people have to move their families so they can get medical care for their trans kids. I'm talking about also, you know, mental health medical care. That kind of medical care. This, you go to other countries and people behave like fucking human beings. But that's not happening here. And it's really bad. And that orange fuckface, he opened Pandora's box. And now everyone thinks they can act like an asshole. You don't see swastikas all over the place. You don't see people like with MAGA hats, and it's, oh God, it was so nice to be, and you know, we're walking down the street and we were like, this is the way it used to be in Manhattan, on the Upper West Side or the West Village in the, you know, old days. When it was like people were just, oh, the restaurants are really good. And they have all these restaurants, small little restaurants. Oh, a lot of little plate restaurants. That's the other thing. They don't give you 9,000 huge portions of food. Like they give you a normal portion of food and they don't throw out the, oh. And then, as I told you last week, I went to the homeless mission, which was like so humane. They treat people like human beings. There are problems. There's homelessness, but they're all drug addicted. They're all drug addicted. They don't seem to be impoverished. They're you know, couldn't pay their rent or they couldn't, whatever. They lost their job and they lost their benefits, whatever. I'm telling you, we are fucked up in this country. And the fact that Mitch McConnell basically had a little mini stroke, you know, he is standing there. And then I don't know if you watched this, but I watched it about 900 times because I was like, okay, what's happening? What's going on in his eyes? I was like looking at his face and like, ugh, which was not pleasant. But then I was just looking at his eyes and I'm like, what is something? Because he just stops. And he's, you know, you're all yelling about Biden, and which I get it. And Feinstein, like, let's go. Let's go. Let's get out. People are, and I'm not an ageist, and I think Biden is doing an excellent, excellent job, but come on, you know. So we basically watched him become a corpse and then come back from the dead. And they're like, are you okay? Now, you know that if that was Biden or any other Democrat, they would be on social media making memes and doing like just saying horrible shit and making fun of them and all that shit. And yet everyone was like, you know, I don't like him. I don't like his politics, but I hope he feels. And Biden called him. Biden called him to see how he was. What the fuck? Okay, so that's that. That really pissed me off. Anyway, and then he leaves. It pissed me off that, you know, no one really, well, it doesn't matter that no one acknowledges that the Democrats do not. I mean, some do. We have some good ads out there, but, you know, they attack, personally attack. Okay, but what about how he disappears, doesn't say anything. They don't even realize it. It takes them like 20 seconds because they're all like, me, 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 me. All they think about are themselves. And they're like, wait, oh, guess something's wrong. Okay. Because they all, you know, pander. They stand there and pose in the back like, yeah, we did this. And yeah, we're behind Mitch. Yeah. Okay. And so then they're like, Mitch, would you like to say anything? And he's like, no. And then they basically Weekend at Bernie's him over to the side. Okay. Because he can barely walk. He leaves and he comes back and he's like, I'm fine. I'm fine. Only a white male Republican would be like, I'm fine. Like, you know that the Democrats would be, if that happened, I just want to say that I suffer from this. And if anyone who suffers from this can attest to, I had a blip and I am going to go to the, they would use it as a moment to acknowledge what happened, to acknowledge other people who are going through that and what they're going to do and how they're going to take care of themselves. And this is a learning moment. But no, it's like, no, fine. Yeah, fine. Okay. So that's who's running the Republican Party besides fucking Kevin McCarthy, asshole. Okay. Those are the people. Okay. And I didn't see any memes of, okay, but I could be wrong, but I didn't see the vitriol and nastiness and attacks that what, you know, when Biden, I mean, we did have Trump with the toilet paper on the bottom, but that's not the same thing. It's not a medical issue. Okay. So that's that. Hey everyone, you know what I just did? I tore, I poured, and I enjoyed a packet of Liquid IV. Because I love Liquid IV. Liquid IV is a major part of my life. And I just worked out with my trainer, and I had a delicious lemon ginger Liquid IV. That one has a little extra. That has a little green tea in it, and so that's a little caffeinated. So I enjoy that because I needed it today. And, you know, it's getting warmer out, and what does that mean? Summer. Oh, God, please come. It can't come soon enough. And that means you have to hydrate. And that's what Liquid IV does. It hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. And it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in one little stick. And that's why Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America. Okay? And I love it. I use it every day. Ben's basketball team uses it. It is a science-backed formula that works. It keeps you hydrated. And they have sugar-free. They have sugar-free packets in white peach, green grape, raspberry melon, and lemon lime. Okay? I didn't do the sugar-free. Okay. But Elisa does the sugar-free. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay hydrated because it's very, very important. And Liquid IV has been a longtime sponsor, and I love them. And they are a quality product. And this is what you're going to do. You're going to turn your turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's JUDYGOLD. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, can't even say my name, at liquidiv.com. Got it? You're welcome. I just want you to know I drove home 2 days ago from Montreal. Oh, that was on the back of the fact that the audiences are so good in Montreal. And I think it's because not only the festival's been there and they know comedy and people come from all over Canada and the United States to go to this festival, but I think they understand comedy and they're better audiences because they're not as stressed out as we are in this fucking miserable country. And people should start voting for a candidate who's not going to stress them the fuck out. That's my... Is that a new shirt, Dar?
Dar, no. It's not new. You haven't seen it. I haven't worn it. So.
Okay. This is another Elisa moment where she comes down. We're going to play tennis later. And she has a new tennis outfit. One with water all over the front. Okay.
That had sunscreen over there.
Okay, so she comes down with a new tennis shirt that I've never seen, ever, and it's like a new outfit.
It's not a tennis shirt, Dar.
Oh, what is it?
I have a Zoom business thing.
Oh, it's a new shirt, and I'm like, it's kind of nice for tennis.
No, it's not.
Okay, so Elisa has a deposition today.
Okay.
Because, you know, she is super landlady. And so she had to put on a nice shirt. So I'm thinking, wow, that's a really nice tennis shirt. Turns out it's a real shirt. It's a real shirt. When did you get that shirt, Elisa?
I got it with Lisa Klein.
Okay, so I would say that is about 6 months ago?
No.
A year ago.
Yeah.
So here's this is what happens. We go shopping with Lisa Klein. Lisa Klein, by the way, if you are in New York City or New Jersey, or the tri-state area, and you need someone to dress you or go shopping with you or clean out your fucking closet, Lisa Klein is such an amazing stylist. And, you know, we're talking about me, 9 feet tall, I hate getting dressed up. She makes me feel so great when I have to go do a TV show and feel really good about what I'm wearing. She does the same thing for Elisa. So anyway, the point is Elisa bought that shirt on a shopping spree with Lisa Klein. DM me or text me or tweet me or anything me or write to my at my website if you want Lisa Klein's information. Because if you are need to go shopping and you hate your wardrobe, she's the woman. Okay. Anyway, so Elisa comes down with this shirt that we bought a year ago. That she's never worn.
In front of you.
No, Dar, you've never worn it.
Dar,
how many times have you worn that shirt?
Less than five.
Less than five. And she's had it for a year. She holds on to shit. Then she'll have something, like she'll put something on I haven't seen. And I haven't seen it because it's 25 years old. And it's been sitting in her closet. And she'll put it on. And then she'll be like, I'm like, what is that? And she's like, oh, they're Calvin Klein. And I'm like, they're from 1968. I don't care. Like, she thinks the design, it's like, but they're, you know, what's another one?
I don't know. This is silly because you think this is a tennis shirt and it's a work
Well,
shirt.
It's a white shirt and you're wearing tennis bottoms and tennis sneakers. Because so what am I thinking? I'm thinking you think you're on TV. By the way, Elisa was in the finals of the tennis women's singles. And this is big news, everybody. And so she played against Phoebe Judge. Phoebe Judge also has a podcast called Criminal, which is fantastic, which I listened to on the way home from Montreal, 8 hours, and Torrential Rain, which I just want to talk about that as I exit this podcast. But anyway, so Elisa plays against Phoebe, and Elisa's really good. But Phoebe plays singles all the time. And Elisa. And Elisa plays doubles all the time. So she was in the finals of a singles tournament. And she hasn't really played singles in years. That's how good she is. So she did great her first game. But then, so then she plays Phoebe. And Phoebe was like on fire. And I was sitting there watching and Elisa comes over to me as we're, you know, after she's like losing in the first set. And she comes over to me and she says, oh, who woke me up at 2 a.m? Like, so she was blaming me. So I had to move and watch from another area. Okay. Because I was getting on her nerves. Okay. But she didn't win, but she was in the finals. So anyway, Elisa was in the finals, and now I thought that her shirt was a new tennis outfit. Okay, that's that. Okay. Now I want to tell you, before we go, about my drive home. This is what I want to say. First of all, I got to border control, and I gave the guy my passport, and he looked at my face, and he said, how do I know you? Why do I know you? And I said, oh, I'm a comedian. I was at the Just for Laughs. He goes, why do you look so familiar? And then he makes me open my back window and looks in the back, which was like just full of fucking podcast equipment and clothes and shit. And then, he asked me if I bought anything. And I said, I bought a purse because I bought a purse at MO851. And, which is this great leather store, MO851. Look it up. And he said, is it over $800? I said, no, I'm a comedian. Hey now. And then he laughed and I drove off. But it was torrential rain. And then I just wanted to say, when you're driving a long, long way, you know, so this was 8 hours, whatever. When you're driving a long, long way, do you get in these relationships with other drivers who are driving for hours on the same highway as you? Do you notice that? And you're like, oh, there they are. Oh, I'm going to pass them. Oh, they just passed me. Oh, they're a fucking Trump supporter. Fuck you. I'd be like, I get in these, like, I have these mini relationships with other people in their cars. You know, and the ones who tell you and then go in front. And then you're like, no, I'm going in front now. And then they just exit and you're like, bye. And sometimes I kind of miss them. I'm like, oh, they're going home. And I have fucking another 6 hours. torrential rain. The fucking climate change is not good, people. We need, like, my brother lives in Arizona. They said if you fall on the asphalt, you will get burned. Third degree burns. It's ridiculous. We have to do something about climate change. It's fucking awful. Okay. Well, I think I'm done ranting for today. Thank God I have therapy today as well. So I just want to say, in closing, I hope you enjoyed this rant. I thought it was a little disjointed, but you know what? Who cares? You know, I try. I read. I do my due diligence. But I just want to say, I love you all. There were so many people who came up to me and said, I love your podcast. And it means the world to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm always like, oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. But then I have these interviews, like the Gina Yashere interview. And I have Dee Snider coming up. Like, such great guests coming up. It's just, I don't know. I love it. I love it. And I love you for listening. So just a reminder, I'm in Provincetown Sundays and Tuesdays at 8:30 and Thursday at 7 until September 3rd at the Post Office Cabaret. Well, it's a cafe and cabaret. And then I will have other gigs starting in the fall where I would love for you. I'm going to be at the Arlington Draft House on September 22nd and 23rd. I'm really funny. I'm really funny. That's the other thing I realized, that people were so effusive to me. My intro for the gala was that, you know, I was a legend. They should have just said I'm fucking old. They kept saying, oh, she's a legend and she's an iconic or whatever. I mean, I love the respect from the other comics, but I will have to say I did feel a little old. But I don't really feel old, but I do feel old because I realize I have jokes older than most of those comedians. So anyway, come visit me in P-Town. And thank you for listening. I love you all. And this podcast, as you know, Kill Me Now, is produced by Laura Vogel, edited by Colin Schmeling, and everything else is done, marketing, everything, by Brittany Joe Sowards. Richmond. Our special guest today, Elisa Halpern. She's in the background. Thank you for the coffee, Elisa.
You're very welcome.
I love the white shirt.
I'm going to be wearing it constantly.
Yes. Yes. So, and it's a beautiful shirt, but it's a year old because she has to use her old shit and annoying. And now she's having Kashi so she can poopy. So I love you all. And thank you all so much. And as we always say, so long.